That is Sam Smith at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Zach East here with the best mix in the morning show and music news for Friday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. If you were watching the Grammys late at night on CBS on Sunday, you might have caught the scandalous performance of WAP by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. The song's performance has really stirred up some new controversy, as TMZ reports there have been at least 80 complaints to the FCC, CBS, and the Grammys so far about their racy Grammy night performance. Viewers sounded off about everything from lyrical content to wardrobe to the set design. Specific complaints included a Colorado viewer saying it looked like they were dancing in a strip club, and someone from Texas who was offended by their clothing, or lack thereof, saying Megan was barely dressed in a thong with naked look-alike legs. Considering 10 million people watched the show, 80 complaints doesn't seem to be rattling any of the parties involved. And by comparison, when Janet Jackson experienced her wardrobe malfunction showing her breast on the CBS telecast of the Super Bowl halftime performance in February of 2004, over 540,000 complaints were registered. And Taylor Swift tells Elle magazine that she has learned not to judge people based on first impressions. She says, quote, "First impressions actually aren't everything. It's impressive when someone can charm people instantly and own the room. But what I know now to be more valuable about a person is not their charming routine upon meeting them." She says, "I call it a solid first 15. She says, "But the layers of a person you discover in time. Are they honest, self-aware, and slyly funny at the moments you least expect it? Do they show up for you when you need them? Do they still love you after they've seen you broken, or after they've walked in on you having a full conversation with your cats as if they're people? These are things a first impression could never convey," she says. It's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.